And it's now time for a Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes out of the East Coast, where many of you I know have been on the edge of your seats worrying about what's going on with this dock strike. Well, ease your worries. The dock workers have suspended their strike until January as the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance reached a tentative agreement on wages. It's okay to relax now. In health news, a study published in JAMA Network Open reveals that transgender and gender-fluid individuals are up to 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with depression and anxiety compared to those comfortable with their biological gender. Maybe there's a reason God made us male and female. And messing with that design, it's not doing anyone any favors. Now to some news that's raising, or should be raising, more eyebrows than it likely is. Melania Trump, in her upcoming memoir that's released next week, expresses support for abortion rights. She writes, and I quote, "It is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference of having children." Well, they do have that right, Melania, and it should be exercised before doing what it is that causes them to be pregnant to begin with. In Colorado, the state's agreed to pay over $1.5 million in legal fees to a web designer who refused to create a website for a same-sex couple. That follows last year's Supreme Court ruling that the designer wasn't obligated to create websites for LGBTQ couples. Turns out the First Amendment's not just a suggestion after all. Now get this, a Lutheran pastor who claims to be transgender told CBS recently that the Bible wasn't written for 2024, saying God created, quote, "everyone else as well." To the congregants of this, you can't see my air quotes, pastor's church, if the fact that a transgender pastor wasn't enough to convince you that something's off, maybe this rewriting of scripture will. To the state of California now, where a federal judge has blocked the state's new deep fake law, calling it a blunt tool that unconstitutionally stifles free and unfettered exchange of ideas. Imagine that. Again, the First Amendment protecting free speech. And remember that volleyball story we told you earlier this week where Boise State forfeited a game against San Jose State because of their use of a transgender player? Well, it's not just Boise State anymore. Now 4 colleges have forfeited their games against San Jose State over their usage of this transgender player. Looks like common sense is on a comeback, folks. And lastly, let's end on an encouraging note. A high school student in Colorado named Chase Winbank won a religious freedom battle after being punished for praying on campus. The school attempted to claim separation of church and state, but apparently forgot that that also means the state can't restrict religious freedom. Chase's stand even led to new measures protecting religious freedom on campuses nationwide. And that has been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks.